Fisher Price recalls toys caked in radioactive material. 2nd of August, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Washington, D.C. Fisher Price Incorporated has recalled a new line of popular toys after discovering the coating the toys in a mixture of uranium-235 and plutonium-238 caused a significant increase in cases of cancerous mutation among both the product's target audiences and anyone who comes in contact with them. The recall, announced late Wednesday, calls for the total recall of all licensed products, including the wildly successful Tickle Me Elmo and all models of the Power Wheels brand drivable cars for children. Reports of the overuse of the radioactive isotopes first emerged after a complaint from a concerned citizen that his child's Power Wheels glowed in iridescent orange at night. At first, believing it was an added safety feature, it soon became obvious that the eerie glow was responsible for the length of his son's neck doubling. The concerned whistleblower told UNnews,
"Originally, it seemed harmless to me. Sometimes my son would come home with his eyelids a bit droopier than usual, but I never thought twice about it until they melted off."
The son, who will also remain nameless, is currently recuperating from an unusual tumor, which eventually grew to the size of an Abrams tank before becoming life-threatening. When asked for a comment, Fisher-Price executives confirmed that the Chinese were completely responsible for the event, and that poor management, lack of qualified supervisors overseeing the product's safety and distribution, and the uncanny presence of multiple tons of unaccounted for nuclear material were simply an untimely coincidence. CEO Ronald Jackson told the press early Thursday,
"Look, as much as we would love to look into the threat of nuclear proliferation, how a medium-sized toy company that works primarily with China was able to obtain enough uranium and plutonium to detonate Times Square, we think that it is now much more important to focus on the poor Chinese health and safety standards that are corrupting our American way of life."
Off the record, Ronald Jackson later said,
"Let's see the fuckers blame us for the five-eyed fish now."
This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.